Today's daf is Yuma Daf Lamed Aleph, and we are two lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Amid Beis Omalei Abaye L'Rav Yosef. Today's daf is being learned as a Schos Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliza, Avadi Ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba Ben Devorah, Devorah Bas Mecha, Shmu Ben Tehila, Mordechai Tzvi Ben Fradel, Rafal Yaakov Ben Rachel Chava, David Ben Shoshana, Rafal Yitzchak Isaac Ben Rechama, Miriam Basara Dina, Yitzchak Elio ben Shoshana Bracha, and Menachem Mendel ben Yehudis Chaya. Today's daf is being learned as a schus for Yecheskel Shraga ben Miral, and today's daf is being learned to Ilui Nishmas, Yehuda Yosef ben Yibadal Chaim Toivim, Reb Asher Anshel Akoyen, Chana Miriam Bas Yaakov David, and Ilui Nishmas Avram ben Yibadal Chaim Toivim, Reb Moshe Chayim. So the Gemara is going to pick up where yesterday's daf left off. And that is the first halacha of the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. Ein Adam Nichnas La'azor La'avoida Afilu Tahar Ad She'yitpar. A person was not allowed to enter the Azara, Rashi and Tosfos say, even not La'avoida, even if the person was Tahar, Ad She'yitpar, until he went to the mikvah. And the Gemara brought a machloit is Ben Zoyma and Rab Yehuda Pasha Pshat in this line of the Mishnah. Ben Zoyma said that it's a din d'iraisa. It's learned out Kal v'chomer from the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Madach the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Every time he changed the location of his avoida, mekodesh l'kodesh. He went from doing the avoida bachutz, meaning in the Azara, to Bethnin, in either the Heichel or the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or vice versa, he needed tefillah. So certainly someone that goes Mechoil El HaKodesh, from a place She'ein Anush Karas, L'makam She'anush Karas, certainly he would need a tefillah. Rabbi Yehuda argued. Rabbi Yehuda said that this din, that a person is not allowed to enter the Azara unless he went to the mikvah, is not a din d'iraisa, it's a din d'rabbanon, it's Mishum Srach tefillah, or Srach Tumah. Because we're afraid that maybe this person is Tameh and he just forgot. And to enter the Azara in a state of Tumah, even B'shoigeg, is very serious. So by telling the person he has to go to the mikvah, engaging in something that relates to Tahira, that will remind him in the event that he forgot that he's Tameh, like this, he'll know to be Pirish. But what really emerged from the Cheshbon of the Gemara on Daf Lamed Amud Beis, something that we didn't really focus on yesterday, is that there's really a third shita in the Gemara. And that is the shita of the Chachamim, who argued with Rabbi Yehuda in the second of the two braisos that the Gemara brought, where Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim argue in this inyan. The Gemara brought a braisa that discussed one of the lishkas that were in the Azara, and that was the lishkas ha-mitzayra'im. Now, what was the purpose of the Lishkas HaMitzayram? Said the Braisa, Shasham Mitzayram Taivon. That's where the Mitzayram used to go to the mikvah. We're talking specifically about a Mitzayram B'yoyim HaShmini. This is the last day of his Tumah. Today he's going to bring the Karbanos. Today he's going to have to stick his fingers into Shaar Nichnar. He's eventually going to be Tahar. And that Mitzayram, before he stuck his fingers into the Shaar Nichnar, he needed a tefillah. And he would do that tefillah in the Lishkas HaMitzayrah. Rabbi Yehuda argued with the Chachamim. Now, the Gemara had a whole bunch of different pshatim as to exactly what Rabbi Yehuda's shita was. But one thing was clear. Rabbi Yehuda said, Loi Mitzayrah in Bilvad Amru, Elo Kol Adam. This Lishkas HaMitzayrah wasn't only meant for Mitzayrahim, who needed to enter the Azara to be able to do a tefillah, but Elo Kol Adam. It was really meant for everybody else. What's mavu in the Gemara is that the Chachamim who argued with Rabbi Yehuda hold that the Lishkas HaMitzayram was meant exclusively for Mitzayram. Rabbi Yehuda argued, he said it was true for all people. So here's the kasha. The Chachamim don't agree that all people needed tefillah before they entered the Azara. What happened to the halacha? Ein Adam Nichnas La Azara, La Avoida, Afilu Tar, Ad She'yitpar. So why would the Chachamim say that the Lishkas HaMitzayram was only for the Mitzayram? Where did everybody else go to the mikvah? I mean, the assumption is that if everybody that enters the Azara needs a tefillah first, so the tefillah would probably happen in the Lishkas HaMitzayram. It's not like the Lishkas HaMitzayram was exclusively for Mitzayram. It was just a practical place for someone that needs to toivel before he enters the Azara to be toivel. So the Chachamim say, who practically would need a tefillah immediately prior to entering the Azara? The Mitzayra. Oh, perfect textbook example of such a person. Rabbi Yehuda said, not just the Mitzayra, everybody. L'chayr Rabbi Yehuda's right. Ein adam nichnas la'azara ad sheyitva. The teretz is, it's mavur the chachamim hold that there's no such halacha. There's no din of ein adam nichnas la'azara ad sheyitva. Dafke the mitzayra needed a tefillah. But everybody else not. So really, in summary, in conclusion, recap of yesterday's daf, as it segues into today's daf, is that as it relates to the halach of Ein Adam Nichnas Lazar La'Avoda Afilu Taharet Sheyitpol, there's three shittas. Ben Zayma shita is, a person was not allowed to enter the Azara, even not La'Avoda, unless he went to the mikvah, and it was a din d'iraisa. If a person entered the Azara, and he didn't go to the mikvah, he was mevatel a mitzvah, esed d'iraisa, he has an obligation to do some form of tefillah before he enters the Azara. Rabbi Yehuda said it's true, a person was not allowed to enter the Azara at Sheyitpol, but it's not a din d'iraisa. All it is a din d'rabbanan. If a person went and he didn't do it, he didn't violate a mitzvah sasa d'iraisa, he violated a takanas chacham. The third sheet is the sheet of the chachamim. The chachamim say, I don't know from such a halacha. The chachamim are tanoim. Obviously, they have a right to argue with the halacha, the mishnah, and they say there's no such thing of ein adam nichnas la'azara la'avoida afilu tar ad sheyitba. So, ben zayma d'iraisa, Rabbi Yehuda d'rabbanan, according to the chachamim, like how you dvar me'olam, there's no such halacha. So on that note, Amalei Abaye Rav Yosef, Abaye told Rav Yosef, tefilazu. Now, we have three shittas as it relates to the tefillah. So Rashi says, we're talking about shittas Rav Yehuda, that a person was not allowed to enter the Azara at Sheyitbal, but the obligation was only a derabana. So his question was, chaytzeitz or enei chaytzeitz? Do the laws of chatzitza relate to this tefillah, or do they not relate? Meaning, if it was a real, legitimate tefillah, so of course, there's a halach of chatzitza. But being that it's only mishum srach tefillah, it's only kadei sheyizkor tum yishona shabiyadei v'yifrash. So Abaya asked his Rebbe, Rav Yosef, he had it sad that maybe the laws of chatzitza shouldn't apply because it's not like we think you're tameh, you need a tefillah. We just want to remind you in the event that you are tameh. So as long as you tell the person he has to go into the mikvah, he'll be reminded. Why do you have to necessarily conform with all the laws of chatzitza? Amalei, Rabbi Yosef told Abaye, I hear, stating that called the tikkun rabbanan came there, right? Once the rabbanan made a takkun, they say we want you to do a tefillah. You have to do a tefillah and has to follow all the halachas of hilchas mikvahs and hilchas tefillah. Has to be a kosher tefillah. Amalei, Abaye, Rabbi Yosef. So Abaye asked Rabbi Yosef another question. Bia b'miktsas, shma bia oiloi. Again, going according to Rabbi Yehuda. If somebody is not going to completely enter the Azara, but rather he's going to do a bia b'miktsas, he's going to take part of his guf, and that's going to enter the Azara. Would he need tefillah, or would he not need tefillah? The halacha is, he's not let to enter the Azara at Sheyitba. Maybe that's only a bia skuloi, but a bia b'miktsas, maybe not. Amalei, so he told him, b'hoinois yechichu. What do you mean? That was yesterday's da. You see clearly from the whole sugi that the Mitzayra, before he stuck his thumbs into the Azara, he needed some sort of tefillah. Now it's complicated, all the different shittas and the prices and all the ibayisemas. I am the second Tosfos on the Amiru, make some of the cheshbonos. But the bottom line is that you see the Mitzayra only stuck his hands into the Azara, or only his behindos into the Azara, he certainly didn't do a biasku. The Vitanya, so we learned to the Brisa, Mitzayra type of life, Vishan Nikner, that the Mitzayra needed a tefillah before he entered the Azara. So you see, clearly this is necessary even for a bia b'miktas. Ibailu, one final shayla. Now shayasa sakin arucha v'yishchait. So somebody is going to shech kachim. Shechitas kachim had to be in the Azara. Kachim kadashim had to be dafkin in the northern part of the Azara. Kachim kalim could be anywhere in the Azara. But we're talking about shechitas kachim, which has to take place in the Azara. Now the halacha is, this is interesting, that the one that's doing the shechita did not have to be in the Azara. The shechita had to be in the Azara. Oh, but the shechita didn't have to be in the Azara. This is in contrast to Kabbalah, for example, Sugi Masechtes Vachim, where the Mekabel, the one doing the Avodah, would have to have been in the Azara as well. So we're talking about a shechita who's going to shech kachim. He himself is going to be outside the Azara, but the shechita itself is going to take place in the Azara. Now the only way this is going to happen is if you have a long knife. Hence the question. Could a person take a sakin arucha, a long knife, stand outside the Azara, do shechita in the Azara? Meaning, we know you're allowed to do it. The question is, could you do it without tefillah, or could you not do it without tefillah? That loch is, ein adam nichnas la'azara ad sheyitpal. I'm not entering the Azara. But then again, I'm doing avoda in the Azara. I'm doing something in the Avodah, in the Azara. So the question is, do you need tefillah, do you not need tefillah? So the Gemara says, this Ibayilahu was Tibayilah ben Zayim and Tibayilah Rabban. The Pligya led the Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim said that I can hear the Shailas, I coined him in Zayimah. who's the most machmer in this halacha, Ben Zayma, who holds the chiyuv tefillah before you enter Azara, is a chiyuv deiraisa. And I can hear the shayla according to Rabbi, to the chachamim, who were the most makel in the shayla. They hold there's not even such halacha at all. There's no din that says you need to go to the mikvah before you enter the Azara. And the Gemara explains, Ben Zayma, Antkelim, Chai Ben Zayma, El Gaboy. Maybe when the Ben Zayma say you need tefillah, that's if you're physically inside the Azara. Maybe you're not physically inside the Azara, maybe you don't need it. Oy Dilma, Asilim Shuche. Or maybe no, even though you're physically not in the Azara, but if you're yielding a knife that's in the Azara, there's a good chance you're going to end up in the Azara, so you wouldn't need tefillah. So you want to buy the Rabbanan, to be able to read that. I can hear the Shaila in the reverse as well. Even the Rabbanan that hold that you never need tefillah before you enter Azara, the Rabbanan who say, loy hoyu dvar me'aylam on the whole sugya, but it couldn't be, you can hear a Shaila, because that's going to come Rabbanan, awesome, loy kavad avayda. Maybe when did the Rabbanan say that Allah, that's if you're looking to enter the Azara, meaning a person's going to enter the Azara. Whether he's going to enter the Azara to do Avoida, not to do Avoida. But right now, when you're entering the Azara, you're not doing Avoida. You're entering the Azara. Maybe with the intention to do Avoida. But this second, as you're being Nichnas, there's no Avoida. Aval Hach, over here, the Ka'avid Avoida. But over here, where you're doing Avoida, which is the Shechita. So maybe, maybe over here it's going to be Mochamer. Meaning, if a person simply enters the Azara, maybe for that you don't need Tefillah. Hold the Rabbana. But if you're going to do a Shechita in the Azara, maybe that's actually Mochamer. Maybe there's no difference. And this, the Gemara can't be Poshet. The Gemara says, Teiku. So just to recap, the first portion of the Daf, and that was really three shailas as it relates to the first halacha, the Mishnah in Adam Nichnas Lazar Lavoida Filutar Achi Yitpa. The first shaila was according to the Rabbanan that the tefillah is a tefillah, according to Rabbi Yehuda that the tefillah is a tefillah of the Rabbanan. Do the laws of Chatzitza apply or the laws of Chatzitza not apply? Second question was according to Rabbi Yehuda that it's only a din de Rabbanan, Bia b'miksa, Shma Bia, Eloi Shma Bia. If a person only wants to do a Bia b'miksa, would he still need tefillah or not? And the third shaila was what would be if a person's not going to enter the Azara, but he's going to do a Shechita in the Azara? He'll be added the Azara, the Shechita will take place in the Azara. In the world of Kachin, that's okay. The question is, does he need a tefillah or does he not need a tefillah? And the Gemara said, I could hear it said that according to Ben Zoyma, who's so machmer in tefillah, maybe over here would be Mekel, because at the end of the day, I'm not in the Azara. And I could hear it said Faket, that even the Rabbanon that are so Mekel when it comes to this, but maybe here they'd be machmer, because here you're not just entering the Azara, but here you're actually entering while you're doing an Avoida. Shechita, which is Lav Avoida. But this Gemara is obviously an example of where the Gemara treats Shechita on some level as being an Avoida. Next sugya. Zok the Gemara. So the Mishnah says, Chomish Tfilas V'Asar Kiddushin Taiv. The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur was Toivol 5 times, and he was Mekadesh Yodav Raglav from the Kiyar 10 times. Again, these are two different things. Tfila is, goes into the mikvah with his whole body. Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim is the Kiyar. It was one of the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. It was in the Azara. And the Kohen would go to the Kiyar and he would wash his hands and he would wash his feet. Zok the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan Abrais. Chamesh Tfilas V'Asar Kiddushin Taiv Kohen Gadol Mekadesh Be'Yayim V'Kulam Ba'Kodesh. All the Tfilas took place in the Azara. Al Beis HaParva. On the roof of the Beis HaParva. Chutz Mirushayim, with the exception of the first one. Shehoyse B'Chad. Which, although it was on the Harabayis, but it wasn't in a makam of Kedusha, Al Gabi Sharamayim. If you want to know exactly where it was on the top of the Sharamayim, Ubitzad Lishkasei Hoyse. It was next to the Lishka of the Kohen Gadol, also known as Lishkas Parhedrin. Now, just Pasha Pshat, if the Mikvah was on the roof of the Sharamayim, and the Sharamayim was one of the Sha'arim of the Azara, so why was the Mikvah Bachoil? It was Bakoidish. It was on top of the Sharamayim, which was Bakoidish. The Teretz is, because Gagin Va'aliyah is Loi Neskacho. The roofs in the Beis HaMikdash had no Kedusha. If that's the case, then why would the other four Yab in Makom Kadosh? The other four were also on a roof. These were all on the roof. The other four were on the roof of Beis HaParva. I Gagin Va'aliyah is Loi Neskacho. So we mentioned yesterday, it's Tosfos Kasha. This is where Tosfos asks it right here. Tosfos says, you have to say that the roof of Beis HaParva was equal to the ground of the Azara, based on the fact that the Beis HaMikdash was built on a mountain, and being that it was shovel the karka, like the Gemara says, Msachim Pevavim and Aleph, so it's for that reason, even though it was a gag, it didn't go into the laws of gag and balias lay in the skachu. We mentioned the Michas Chinuch, who says a different shot, that maybe it's because the Beis HaParva opened up into the Lishkas HaMadichin. So it's loy gara from Lishkas HaBnuyas Bachoil, that Apsuch is HaKodesh, the Avedin of Kodesh. So even though gag and balias lay in the skachu, so the roof, you're right, is really chayil, but if it opens up to the Lishkas HaMadichin, it opens up to a place of Kedusha, it's going to have a din of Kedusha. But Zokta Gemar, Amr Abaye. Abaye made an observation. He said, Shmami, no, you see from here, that Ein Eitam Gevoya Mikarka Azara Esrim V'Sholosh Amis. Meaning all these tefillos took place on the roof of the Azara. The first one was on the roof of the Sharamayim. The other four were on the roof of Beis HaParva. So you see from here that Ein Eitan was 23 amos at least higher than the karka of the Azara. Now Ein Eitan was a natural spring. Rashi talks a little bit about what exactly it was, but it was a natural mayon that was in Yerushalayim, and it was the source of the main mikveh that was in the Beis HaMikdash. That means the water came from Ein Eitan. The idea is it must have came down into the mikveh. Now, if the mikvahs were on the roof of the Azara, so Ein Eitan geographically had to be at least 23 amos off the roof. Why? Basic cheshbon. The time we learned in the Mishnah, pull up, sock, and show you, shum, go from Master Amos, Rachman, Master Amos. All the entrances to the Azara were 20 amos tall and 10 amos wide. Chutz Mishal Ulam, with the exception of the Ulam, which was much bigger. V'tanya, we learned in another braise, Rachman, sorry, v'mayim, a person that's tummy has to be toivel in a mikvah. And we learn from this pasuk, the Rachatz Besare v'mayim, a whole bunch of halachas. Number one, the May Mikvah. It has to be in a May Mikvah, whatever that means. Kol Besaroi, we learn from there, Mayim Shekol Gufayoylobam. It has to be enough water where a person's entire body can fit. Fekamehain, what's the size of an average person's body? Amma al Amma. Berum Gimel Amma is, he's one Amma by one Amma, length and width, and he's at least three amos tall. V'shir Chachamim, and Chachamim said, what's that shir? May mikvah arba'am sa. That's how we get to the shir of arba'am sa. But the point is a mikvah has to be at least three amos tall. So if the mikvah was on the roof of Beis HaParva, it was on the roof of Sharamayim, so that would mean that the mikvah was at least 20 amos off the ground. Add another three amos, because that's the depth, the height of the actual mikvah. It's 20 plus 3, it's 23. If the water was coming from Ein Eitan, that means Ein Eitan had to be at least 23 amos above ground. Faith the Gemara, it had to be l'chayr even more than that. But Ikka Amatikro, what about the roof on top of the Shara Mayim? Right? The Shara Mayim was a shara, there was a roof. That must have been at least an amma thick. The amma mazeva. And what about the amma that was the floor of the mikvah? Meaning, could be it was more than an amma, but the Gemara says at the very least it was an amma. So l'chura there should be another two ammas. So the Gemara says you don't have to cheshbon that because showing the Beis HaMikdash, given the sheishaninu, the mashu avdulahu, the entranceways of the Azara, they were made of marble, and because they were made of marble, just by the physical nature of marble, it wouldn't require an amma thick roof. It also wouldn't require an amma thick floor for the mikvah. As a result, you don't need that. Faith the Gemara, Ika Hech Mashu, but at the very least you have that Mashu, meaning you have the 20 amis of the Sharamayim, plus the 3 amis of the mikvah, and then there's a few Mashus. So what about the Mashus? Being that it's less than an amma, we're not counting it. Meaning it's 23 amis and change that Ein Eitan must have been taller than the Ritzpah of the Azara, and Echanami is more than 23 amas, so why do we mention the change? Because it's less than an amma. And if it's less than an amma, it's not significant enough. So returning to the Mishnah, so we're discussing the first tefillah of the Kohen Gadol. The first tefillah which happened, Bachol, we now know where, it happened on the top of Shar HaMayim. Now, it was in an exposed area, it's on a roof. So for Tznias purposes, the Kohanim had to make sure that the Kohen Gadol's dignity would be protected. So what they did was parsu sadin shalbutz beinoy lebeinoy. They took a sheet and they spread it out between the Kohen Gadol and between everybody else. It's like this, nobody would see. Now this sheet was made of linen. Zok the Gemara, there must have been a reason. Maishno shalbutz. Why was it made of linen? Kedam Rav Kahana, just like Rav Kahana explained regarding a similar question coming up later in the Masechta, Kedei Sheyak Shavodas Yami Bigdei Butz, where there too they spread a beged that was made of butz, and the reason is just as a hecker, as a symbol that the special Bigdei Kuna that the Kohen Gadol wore on Yom Kippur were made of linen. Ordinarily the Kohen Gadol wore Shmoyne Begadim, but on Yom Kippur there were certain times that he wore 4 Begadim. Those 4 Begadim were made of butz, they were made of linen. So there's an idea that the Avodas Hayoyim was with butz, so for that reason they would sometimes look for an opportunity to make a hecker to show a little bit of butz. Achanami, Sheyakish, Avodas Hayoyim, Big Day Butz, and that's why they did it, Dafka with butz. Zok the Mishnah Vayter, Pashan. So the Kohen Gadol is now going to do his first tefillah. So he took his clothing off, Yarad. He went into the mikvah, the taval, and he was toivel. Although he emerged from the mikvah, the nestapik, and he dried himself up. They brought the big day zahav. This is the first time that the Kohen Gadol is going to wear his big day kahuna. Till now, he was wearing his big day chayil. He's starting to do the avodah. He took off his big day chayil. He went to the mikvah, he dried himself up, and they brought him his big day zav. The lavash, he put the big day zav on. Fikidesh yadav aragla. After he put on the big day zav, he was mekadesh yadav aragla from the kirvi. Then they brought him the carbon tamid, first carbon. Kartza, he did the shchita, umerech. Achar shchita yadei, somebody else completed the shchita. More about that in the Gemara. Kibla sadam. Then the Kohen Gadol did the Kabbalah. Vizarka, he did the zrika. This is all of the carbon tamid. Nichnas lahak the ketoris shel shachar. Now it's time to bring the ketoris shel shachar ulehita v'saneiros and to clean the neiros for that lakas aminera. Ulahakriv es haroish v'esoyvarin v'esachavitin v'esayayin. Additionally, to do the haktara of the carbon tamid, to be makriv the roish, all the different evarin, the minchas chavitin that the Kohen Gadol used to bring every day, and the yayin, that's the wine, the minchas nesachim that was brought together with the tamid shel shachar. Ketoris shel shachar is a kriven minam le'evar. The ketoris shel shachar was brought between the zrika of the carbon tamid and the haktara of the carbon tamid. So ben arbayim, the ketoris ben arbayim was ben evarim le'nesachim. It was brought between the haktara of the emurim of the tamid shel ben arbayim to the nesachim that were brought with the tamid shel ben arbayim. So the ketoris was somehow put in between some of the avodas of the carbon tamid. So if the Mishnah, if the Kohen Gadol was old or he was in istanis, it was difficult for him to bathe in the mikvah, which was outdoors, so it might be a little bit cold. They used to heat up water from before Yom Kippur, and they would pour some of the hot water into the cold water of the mikvah, like this, the water would heat up a little bit, so it wouldn't be so hard for the Kohen Gadol. Either way, the Avoida started moving very quickly in this Mishnah. A lot of information, a lot happened. It's going to slow down a little bit in the Gemara as we go through some of these ideas and we see exactly what it means. But for now, the Gemara is going to focus on the first line of the Mishnah, before the Avoida. Pashat Yorad Vitova, Olo Vinistapik, Heviloi Big Dezav Vilovash, Vikidesh Yadavarak. So this is the first of the five tefillos that the Kohen Gadol is going to do. He's changing clothing. He's going from wearing Big Day Chol to put on Big Day Kahuna. The Big Day Kahuna that he's going to put on is Big Day Zav, the Shmoyne Begadim that the Kohen Gadol also always wore. Now, this is important because on a regular day, the Kohen Gadol wore Shmoyne Begadim. There weren't another set of clothing for him to put on. But on Yom Kippur, there were two sets. There was the Big Day Zav, and then there was the Big Day Lavan, the Big Day Butz, the special Begadim that he wore on Yom Kippur. So the first set of Avoida, the Kohen Gadol is going to wear the Big Day Zav. So he goes to the mikveh, he puts on the Big Day Zav, and after he gets dressed, Kidesh Yadav Araglav, he's Mekadesh Yadav Araglav. Now, why is he wearing his Big Day Zav right now? So we're going to see more about this in tomorrow's daf. But for now, just Pashup Shana, the Mishnah, the reason is because when the Kohen Gadol did the regular Avoidus, the Karban Tamid, the Ketoris, he was made of Daenerys, he's going to bring a Karban Musiv. Whenever he brought the Karbanos that were brought on a regular day, he wore his Big Day Zav. When he did the special Yom Kippur Avodah, when he did the Mem Gimel Hazois that were done in the Heichel in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, when he brought the special Ketoris that was brought in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's when he brought the Big Day Lavan. So really, the Kohen Gadol had two sets of clothing, and sometimes he wore one, sometimes he wore the other. So before we start the Gemara, we need a little bit of an introduction. So the Gemara now is going to focus on the five tefillos and the asara times that the Kohen Gadol was Mekadesh Yadav Araglav from the Kiyah. So a few things. Number one, the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim happened around the same time as the Tefillah. So it centered around the Tefillah. Five Tefillahs, he was Mekadesh Yadav Araglav 10 times. Simply put, it happened like a 2-to-1 ratio. So every time that the Kohen Gadol was going to do a tefillah, it was going to come along together with being Mekadesh Yadav V'Raglav 2 times. The point is that whatever triggered the tefillah is what triggered the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. So what triggered the tefillah? So we've seen really 2 formulations so far. Number one, we saw in yesterday's daf, so it sounds like the tefillah had something to do with changing places. You're going from doing avodah in the Azara to doing avodah in the Heichal and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That somehow was mechayev tefillah. So the tefillah was a result of the fact that the person was changing the place of where he was doing the avodah. Another thing that was mechayev, meaning put in other words, is when he changed his clothing. So when he did the avodah in the Azara, he wore his shmoyna begadim. When he did the avodah in the heichal and the kodesh hakodashim, that's when he wore his big day boots. That's when he wore his dalet begadim. And when he switched clothing, that was also a trigger for him to do a tefillah and for him to be mekadesh yadav ragav. They're the same thing. It's just two different neschais of explaining what exactly it was that required him to do a tefillah. Now, just in terms of understanding the next Gemara, there's a machloikis from Meir and the Chachamim in the Mishnah and Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. The Mishnah over there discusses when exactly, when precisely the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim happens. Again, it happened around the time of the tefillah. But the question is, more precisely, when did it happen? So the Mishnah says as follows, Eviyu L'Beis HaParva. Now that Mishnah is discussing the second tefillah. Parva was in the Azar, even though it was on the roof, it was in the Azar. Just like with the first tefillah, it was outdoors, so they had to spread out a sadin between the Kohen Gadol and the Am, so they had to do this for the second tefillah as well. Kiddush Yadav Raglav. First he was Mekadesh Yadav Raglav, Upashat, and then he would take his clothing off, he would go to the mikveh, he would put on the next set of clothing, and again, he would be Mekadesh Yadav Raglav. So the Chachamim hold that he would be Mekadesh Yadav Raglav, take off his clothing, go to the mikveh, put on the new clothing, and again be Mekadesh Yadav Raglav. So both Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim happened while the Kohen Gadol was dressed. The first one happened while he's wearing the old clothing, and the second one happened when he wore the new clothing. Again, the tefillah and the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim happen around the time that he changes clothing. So the first one happens while he's wearing the old. The second one happens while he's wearing the new. Rameir says, no, that's not the way it happened. But rather, Pasha, first he took his clothing off. Kiddush Yadav V'Raglav. He was Mekadesh Yadav V'Raglav. It sounds like he's not even wearing clothing, which is tzarech bir. But he then was Mekadesh Yadav V'Raglav. Yorod V'Tavol, he went to the mikveh. Olav and Estapik, they brought him the other begadim. He was Mekadesh Yadav V'Raglav as well. So according to Rameir, he didn't do the first Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim while he was wearing the old clothing. He took off the old clothing. He was Mekadesh Yadav V'Raglav. He put on the second set of clothing. And then he was Mekadesh Yadav V'Raglav as well. So again, this is very important to understand the rest of the Daf. Machloikis Rameir and the Chachamim in terms of the two Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, or more accurately, the first of the two Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. He's doing the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim twice. He's going to do it around the time of the tefillah, which is around the time that he's changing his clothing. The second Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim is going to happen after he's wearing the new clothing. So if he's switching from Big Day Lavan to Big Day Zav, the second one's happening after he's wearing the Big Day Zav. If he's switching from Big Day Zav to Big Day Lavan, the second one's going to happen while he's having the big. Why is wearing the Big Day Lavan? The question is, when did the first one happen? According to the Chachamim, it happened before he took off the old clothing. He was dressed when he did it. According to Rameir, no, it happened while he was already undressed, meaning Pashat, and then afterwards he put it on. The Gemara is going to say, again, important as an introduction, that there's a lumdisha nafkamina in the machloikis between Rameir and Chachamim. I mean, this sounds like a super duper technical machloikis, but the Gemara is going to say it's not technical. As a matter of fact, it's lumdish. It goes to the core, to the yisoid of understanding the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. And the way Rashi explains, Rameir held that both Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim are related to the clothing that he's putting on. They're both a chelik of the Levisha. If they're both a chelik of the Levisha, they both have to happen after he took off the old clothing. So he took off the Big Day Lavan, let's say. Now you do one Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, you put on the Big Day Zav, and you do another Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. But they're both related to the clothing you're putting. You're putting on new begadim, you have to be Mekadesh Yadav V'Raglav, not once, or but in Tzveitimo. But being that they're both related to the Levisha, so they both have to happen after you took off the old clothing. Whereas the Chachamim held, the first Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim is related to the Pshita. It's related to the taking off of the first set of clothing. The second Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim is related to the Levisha. So that's why the Chachamim hold, the first Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, Davka has to happen while you're wearing the first clothing, not while you're wearing the second. So again, what was initially a technical machloikis between Rameir and the Chachamim has a beautiful hesber in terms of what exactly is going on. According to Rameir, both Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim is related to the Levisha. If they're both related to the Levisha, they both have to happen while you took your clothing off already. Whereas according to the Chachamim, one is related to the Pshita, one is related to the Levisha. So fakir, the first one happens while you're wearing the old clothing, the second one happens while you're wearing the second set of clothing. This is where it gets interesting. Our Mishnah mentioned the first tefillah, and it mentioned that the Kohen Gadol was Mekadesh Yadav Raglav, but it only mentioned that the Kohen Gadol was Mekadesh Yadav Raglav once. It doesn't say that he was Mekadesh Yadav Raglav twice. And the truth is, at muschul, the muschul rishon, at first glance, it would seem that this halacha should really be totally in the machlokes remaining the chacham. According to the chachamim, that hold that the first kiddush yadayim raglaim is related to taking off the old clothing, and the second kiddush yadayim raglaim is related to putting on the new clothing. So bishleima, when you're going from big day kiddush to big day kiddush, whether it's the big day lovin to the big day to the shmeinu begadim, or from the shmeinu begadim to the big day lovin, I understand the pshita is significant. I'm not just taking off clothing. I'm not just getting undressed. I'm taking off big day kiddush. So it requires kiddush yadayim raglaim. Our mishnah, where pasha means he took off the big day chayil, so if he's taking off big day chayil, I understand it doesn't require Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. But according to Rav Meir, that holds that both Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim are related to the Levisha. So why then did this Levisha not require two Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim? Because he took off Big Deichel, who cares what he took off? The Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim has nothing to do with what he took off. It has everything to do with what he's putting on. In other words, it would almost feel like the first halacha of the Mishnah is the Leiker Rav Meir. It's only according to the Chachamim that hold that the first Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim is related to the Pshita, and over here, being that you're taking off Big Day Chayil, it doesn't require Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. Zok the Gemara, Amru Rabbanu Kamei Rapapa. Rashi says these Rabbanu with the Talmidim of Rapapa. So the Talmidim of Rapapa told Rapapa, "Hold on, like Rameir, our Diyek." It would seem that the Mishnah is not like Rameir. Ik Rameir, because if he's going to Rameir, keeping on the Trekidushi, being that Rameir holds that both times the Mekadosh Yadav Raglav Alavisha Avidu, they're both related to the Levisha, like we just explained. So how come you don't do two over here? That's the Gemara's kasha. Amalu Rapapa. So Rapapa told them, meaning his Talmidim. No. You're reading too far into this. Meaning, you think that the Hezber and the Machloikas remain the Chachamim. In the Mishnah Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, is this lumdis that we just spoke out? Rav Meir holds both Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim are related to the Levisha. The Chachamim hold one is related to the Pshita, the other one is related to the Levisha. Hence, an Afgamina, if you took off the Big Day Chayil, and therefore you want to say the Mishnah is only true according to Chachamim, is that true according to Rav Meir? No. Meaning, both the Rabbanan and Rav Meir hold that as it relates to the two Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, Chada Pshita, the Big Day Kodesh, Chada Levisha. One is related to the Pshita, and the other one is related to the Levisha. And if that's the case, let's just speak it out. Even Rav Meir would agree with the halacha of the Mishnah. That in our Mishnah, all you need is one Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. Because you certainly don't need a Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim to the Pshita because you don't have Big Deicha. And if that's the case, so what's the Hezber and the Machloikas? Remain the Chachamim, the Hacha, over here. Now, usually over here means the sugya we're learning. Daf Lamed Aleph on the base. Hacha really means the next Mishnah. Daf Lamed Aleph on the base. That Mishnah that discusses the Machloikas remain the Chachamim. The Hacha meaning over there. The Hacha Mifli. This is really the Machloikas. It says in the Torah, Upashat V'rachatz V'lavash. Now there's no such passing in the Torah. But there's Psukim in the Torah that mention Upashat. The Kohen Gadol has to take the clothing off. V'rachatz, he has to go to the mikvah. V'lavash, he has to put clothing on. And it's in relative close proximity. Rameyer holds makish pshita lelevisha. We make a hekish between the pshita, taking off the clothing, to the levisha, putting on the clothing. My levisha levish v'achach mekadesh. Just like as it relates to the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim of the new clothing that you're wearing. Everybody agrees. First v'lavash. First you're going to be wearing the clothing, and then afterwards you're going to be mekadesh yadav v'raglayim. Pshita poishet v'achach mekadesh. Pshita is the same thing. First you're poishet, and then you mekadesh yadav v'raglayim. Meaning, just like the v'lovash kiddush yadav v'raglayim happens after the levisha, so too the upashat the kiddush yadav v'raglayim, the kiddush yadav v'raglayim happens after the pshita. The rabbanon old makish pshita the levisha. They agree. You make a hakish between pshita the levisha. However, you come out with a different conclusion. Ma levisha kshu lovish mekadesh. Just like the levisha, when do you do the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim? While you're wearing clothing, the second one is after the lovish. Pshita kshu lovish mekadesh. So too the one you do for the pshita is also kshu lovish. Meaning before you did the pshita. But notice Rav Papa said, don't read too much into the machloikas remain the chachamim. Meaning, we got all excited that what sounded like a technical machloikas is really not a technical machloikas. It's a yesodi machloikas. So, Papa, I disagree with that. It is a technical machloikas. It's just a shaila. How to make the hekish? We have a hekish between pshita and levisha. You make the hekish ahin, you make the hekish ahin. But the bottom line is, everybody agrees that one is related to the pshita, one's related to the levisha. We might have kamina. Understanding our Mishnah. You want to know why there was only one Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim in our Mishnah? Because there was no significant Pshita. Because the Pshita was Big Day Chayil. And if it was Big Day Chayil, it doesn't require. Amalei Rabbanu Rapapa, said the Tamidim of Rapapa. They responded to Rapapa and they said, Mi Matzis Amrit Achi, can you Rebbe say this? Vatanya, Rapapa, you forgot a Braisa. The Braisa is going to be Mefurish, not like Rapapa. Parsu Sadin Shalputz, they spread out the Sadin Shalputz. This is the sheet that's made out of linen between the Kohen Gadol and the Am. Now, this is the first Tefillah, important. Pasha, he took his clothing off. The Yorad, He went to the mikvah, the tovah. Allah, he came up, then a stopik. And he dried himself. If you like big days off, they brought in the big days off. The lavash, he put them on. The kidesh yad v'raglav, he was mekadesh yad v'raglav. So far, that's pretty much our Mishnah. Rameyer oimer, Rameyer in the Brisa argues. He says pashat the kidesh yad v'raglav, the yarat v'taval. All of in a stopping. If you like big days off, the lavash the kidesh yad v'raglav. Rameyer says before she was mekadesh yad v'raglav twice by the first tefillah. What's the pshat? Oh, it's Rameyer l'shitasa, who holds not like Rabbi Rapapo said to Talmidim, but rather that the two Kiddush Adayim Raglayim are both related to the Levisha. That's why they both have to happen after the Pshita, the way the Gemara assumed in the Havamina, the way we explained it in the introduction. And if that's the case, the Mishnah is not like Rameir. And by the way, it's a Mefurish price. That the Halacha of the Mishnah is not like Rameir. Bottom line is, Amal Uz, Rapapa turned to the Talmidim after this Geshmaki exchange and he said, Itanya, Tanya. I thought that wasn't the Hezbrin, the Machlaikis. But if you have a Brysa, then you have a Brysa. One postscript to this exchange. Bishlam, the Rameir, Hain in the Mishkachas, Las Ori Kedushin. Bishlam, according to Rameir, I understand where you have the 10 Kiddush Adayim Raglaim. 5 tefillahs, 10 kiddush yadayim raglayim, 2-to-1 ratio. Every time there was a tefillah, you makadish yadav raglav twice. Meaning, even the first time, you makadish yadav raglav twice. So the 10 kiddush yadayim raglayims work out perfectly. El rabbanon tishahav. According to rabbanon, you only have 9. Because this first one, you don't have. Amilo rabbanon. The rabbanon are going to tell you, kiddusha basra, as it relates to the last kiddush yadayim raglayim, is kipasha big day kiddush. The lavash big dechol avad lehasam. No, he had another one on the back end. Meaning, when the last time the kongala was finished, it was ready after ne'ilah v'hu rachum. Right, it's over. Yontif's over. Yom Kippur is over. Now he takes off his big day kodesh. He's going to put on his big dechol. Going to a mayor at that point, there's no point in doing kiddush adayim raglay. Why? Because there's no levisha. All there is a pshita. So if there's no levisha, there's no kiddush adayim raglay. But according to the chachamim, where chad is a pshita and chad is a levisha, so now that you're taking off your big day kodesh, you're going to need another kiddush adayim raglay. So what Rav Meir had on the front end of Yom Kippur, the chachamim had on the back end of Yom Kippur. According to Rav Meir, you had one right at the beginning of the day. According to the chachamim, you had one at the end of the day. What's the hezbrin? The machlekes Rav Meir holds all about the levisha. So it means that it's all about the levisha. When you put on the big day zav for the first time, the kohen gadol did, he needed two, because every levisha required two. According to the chachamim, it's chad apshita chad alevisha. So the first tefillah only had one, because the pshita was taking off the big day chol. You don't need a kiddush yadayim raglayim for that. However, it's 6 of one, half a dozen of another. It's the flip side of the same coin, right? It's the same exact thing. On the back end, when you take off the big day kiddush for the last time, kohen Rameir has nothing to do. You don't need a kiddush yadayim raglayim. Kohen Rameir, you do. Oh, that's the one that the chachamim are going to have that Rameir didn't have. So one ha'ara as it relates to today's daf. The Mishnah said, Pashat. The Kohen Gadol took his clothing off. Yarad, he went to the mikveh. V'taval, he was tayvel. This is the first of the 5 tefillahs. This is the tefillah that happened b'chol. Allah, he came out of the mikveh. V'nestapik, he dried himself off. He viewed like big days off. They brought him the big days off. The lavash, he put the big days off on. V'kidesh yadav v'raglav, and he was mekadesh his yadayim v'raglayim. And now it's time to do the avodah. They brought him the carbon tamid, and he went through the avodah of Yom Kippur. I heard once from Rabbi Yosef Arenster, the Rav in Alexander, he said over a story that the Chabina Rav was a young boy, he was a bacher, and he went to the mikveh. When he came out of the mikveh, he took a towel to dry himself off, and there was an elder yid that was there, and he saw this bacher drying himself off with a towel. Now apparently, Al Pi Kabbalah, a person's not supposed to dry himself off when he comes out of the mikveh. There's an idea not to take the mayim atahirim off your guf. You're supposed to keep it on you. So this yid sees the Chabina Rav come out of the mikveh, and he gave him a psak. He says, "Nu, as a modern ezach, you're drying yourself off with a towel." So the Chabina Rav looked at him and he said, "Echabes gezein by a gudel." He said, "I saw this by a gudel." Anyways, the person didn't say anything. He walked out of the mikveh. When he left the mikveh, so someone came over to him and he said, "Bucher," he says, "which gadol did you see this by?" So he told him, "I saw it by the kohen gadol." The Mishnah says, "Pashad yarad v'taval, olav v'nestapik." That when he came out of the mikveh, he used to dry himself off. Chabz gezein by your gadol. I saw it by the kohen gadol. The truth is, the Rambam, when he brings this halacha of the 5 tefillos that the kohen gadol had to do in Yom Kippur, so the Rambam emphasizes the fact that he was Yarat v'taval, Allah, he came out, v'nestapik, and he dried himself. And the Mishnah Lamelech, in Perik Beis, Hilchas Avodas Yom HaKippurim, Malacha Beis, he clears. He says, this that the Mishnah says, Vinastapik. This that the Rambam said, Vinastapik. Is that a chiyuv? Or is it Urcha de Milsa Nakar? Meaning, the Kohen Gadol had to dry himself with a towel. It was part of the Avodah on Yom Kippur, so to speak, that this was one of the things he had to do. He went to the mikveh, he came out, he had to dry himself off. There was a din, Vinastapik. There was a chiyuv, Vinastapik. Or maybe no, he didn't have to dry himself off. If he wanted to, he could. It wasn't something he had to do, so why does the Mishnah say Vinastapik? Because usually if someone gets really wet and now he's going to get dressed, he's first going to dry himself off. He's first going to be Vinastapik. Said the Mishnah Melech, that Yesh Loimar, that really it's a chiyuv. And he says, I'll tell you why. Because the Gemara says in Masechet Zvachim, Daf Yotes Amar Aleph, Boi Rava, Rava Klared Ashayla, Nichneso Loi Ruach Bebigdei Mahu. What would be if the Kohen put on his Bigdei Kohuna and a little bit of wind, a little bit of Ruach came in between his body and the Bigdei Kohuna? Is it a problem or is it not a problem? Meaning, is the Ruach a Chatzitza or is it not a Chatzitza? Lameisa, Rava wasn't Poshet Hishayla. However, the Rambam in Hilchos Kli HaMikdash paskins that if the Kohen had Ruach, literally wind, little space, come in between his body and his big day kuna, the halach is it would be possible. Said the Mishnah Melech, you see from here that Ruach is a chatzitza when it comes to big day kuna. Meaning, big day kuna had to be on the body of the Goyen. So much so that if a little bit of Ruach came in between, it was going to be a problem. So the Mishnah Melech says it's possible why the Kohen Gadol had to be nistapik. The reason he had to dry himself is because if he wouldn't dry himself, if there was water on his guf, the mayim would be a chatzitza. And he says, Madach Ruach is a chatzitza. So certainly Maya would be a chatzitza. So says the Mishnah Melech, nearly that when the Rambam said Vinastapik, Lashon HaMishnah, throughout Masechtas Yuma, Vinastapik, it's not just because that's usually what people do when they emerge from the mikvah, but rather the Vinastapik is a din. And the reason there's a din is because the big day kuna had to be on the guf of the Kohen. And if it wasn't on the guf of the Kohen, you're going to run into a chatzitza problem. How do I know that? Zvachim Yotes Amar Aleph. And you see from there that even a ruach is considered a chatzitza, and if even a ruach is considered a chatzitza, so kal v'chomer mayim would be considered a chatzitza, and if mayim would be considered a chatzitza, so based on that, there's no question, said the Mishnah Melech, that locha v'nestapik is going to be l'maisa. The Ram didn't just say it because urcha de milsa nokat, but rather it's a chiyuv, and the reason it's a chiyuv is because otherwise the mayim would be a chatzitza. The Chidah in the Sefer Birchei Yosef, on Eruch Chaim Simen Chav Zayin, brings this Mishnah Lamelech, and he says, Shamati Makshin ala Rav Mishnah Lamelech. He said, I heard a question that people ask on the Mishnah Lamelech. And this question is from a Gemara, a classic Gemara, in Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Samachei Amid Beis. The Gemara there discusses Erev Pesach in the Beis HaMikdash, which was the scene of all scenes. And one of the things that happened was they brought a lot of karbonas. Not just that, the Kehanim used to plug the drain in the floor of the Azara. And the reason is, says the Gemara, Shvachu, because it was a shvach. It actually made the Kayanim look beautiful, that they were knee-deep in blood. This wasn't just blood, but this is from the Hilag Avoida on Erev Pesach, and shvachu l'bnei Aharon sheyelchu ad arkev yisayim b'dam. Freak the Gemara, I don't understand. There's a halacha that when a Kohen did the Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash, he had to be standing on the floor. If he was standing on a platform, on a pedestal, the Avoida was possible. Meaning, there couldn't be anything that was chaytzeitz between the Kohen and the floor of the Azara. A chatzitza would be a problem. So freaking Gemara, I don't understand. How could the Kohen be standing at Arkev Yisayim Bedam if there's Dam in between him and the floor of the Azara? So there's a chatzitza. If there's a chatzitza, so he's not standing on the floor of the Azara, that's a psul in the Avodah. So the Gemara says, it's not a problem. Why? Lachu. Because the dam is lach, it's a liquid. A davar lach doesn't have the ability to be chaytzitz. So says the Chidah, I heard a kasha that people ask on the Mishnah Melech, then how could the Mishnah Melech say that when it says in the Mishnah, Yorad v'taval olav v'nestapik, it's davka v'nestapik. The Kohen had no choice but to dry himself before he put on his big day kuna, because otherwise it would have been a chatzitza. L'chayra, mayim is a davar lach. It's a Gemara, Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Samachim and Beis. Just like the blood wasn't a chatzitza for the Kohen while he was doing the avoid, the standing knee deep in blood, so too the mayim that's on the guf of the Kohen Gadol while he puts on the big day kuna shouldn't be a chatzitza either. Says the Chidah, it's a Geshmaka Kasha, but it's Pasha that the Kasha is a toys. Because Freik the Chidah, I want to ask you a question. The Gemara says in Zvachim Yotes Amar Aleph that if nichnas a ruach, if there's a little bit of ruach in between the guf of the Kohen Gadol or the Kohen and the big day kuna, that's going to be a chatzitza. Is ruach a chatzitza? It's nothing. It's just ear. Ear is not a chatzitza. Elamai. It's mover from that Gemara that when it comes to Big Day Kuna, there's a halacha that the Big Day Kuna have to be directly on the body of the kohen. Meaning, it's not the pshat that if there's something in between, it's a problem because there's something external that doesn't belong here because of chatzitza. The reason if there's something in between, it's a problem is because the Big Day Kuna now are not on the goof of the kohen, and the Big Day Kuna have to be on the kohen. The Makar is, it says, Umichnesei bad yilbash al besorah. Al besorah means it has to be literally on the basar of the kohen. So says the Chidah, it's pashit from the fact that Ruach is considered a chatzitza. So I say Meres, that the dinam of chatzitza as it relates to Big Day Kuna are different than the dinam of chatzitza in Kala Taira Kula. Over here, it's not just you can't have a chatzitza. Over here, it means the Big Day Kuna have to literally be on the goof of the kohen. Because otherwise, Ruach wouldn't be a chatzitza. So if that's the case, it's pashit why Mayim, even though it's a double ach, is going to be a chatzitza. You're right. In Hilchas Chatzitza of Kala Taira Kulam, Davar Lach is not a Chaytzitz. Like in the Suya Masechtas Pesachim Samachei Amid Beis. But over here, it's a different halacha. Over here, the halacha is the Big Day Kuna has to be Al Basaray. Umichnes Eibad Yilbash Al Basaray. That's the Vart. And if there's a Davar Lach that's interposing, so it's not Al Basaray. I Davar Lach in a Chaytzitz. I'm not coming mitzad din a Chatzitza. I'm saying it's a felt in Al Basaray. And just like Ruach felt in Al Basaray, Das felt Eichet in Al Basaray. And says the Chidah, the truth is the Lashon of the Gemara in Zvachim is very Ruach. What's the tzad? It should be a problem. The Gemara doesn't invoke the word chatzitza. Al besorei be'inan v'haleka, because there's a din that it has to be physically al besorei. And because it has to be physically al besorei, that's why the Mishnah Lamelech said the Kohen Gadol had to dry himself off. Because if there would be Mayim on his basar, so that means the Mayim is al-basari, the Big Day Kuna is not al-basari, but it has nothing to do with Dinei Chatzitza. Says the Chidah, based on this, I'm going to tell you a very important halacha that's negeya halacha l'maisa, even now we're umipnei chata'enu galinu me'atzenu, and we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, and we don't have Big Day Kuna, and we don't have the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur, that's olav and estapik, but at the same time, this is something that's very, very negeya. The halacha is that a person is not allowed to put tefillin on top of his baguette. Meaning, your tefillin have to be on your guf. The Makar is a Mishnah Masechtas Megillah. It's also Gemara Masechtas Erechin Daf Gimel Amud Beis. Ironically, the Makar is actually Big Day Kuna. Because the Gemara says that the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash couldn't wear the tefillin shayyad. Tefillin shayyad they were able to wear, but the tefillin shayyad they couldn't wear. Once upon a time, people used to wear tefillin the whole day. And the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash, you would think, for sure they should wear the tefillin. But they couldn't wear the tefillin shayyad. The reason is because the Big Day Kuna had to be al basara, like we just said. They had to be directly on the bus. And if the Big Day Kuna is going to be on your bus, where are you going to put the tefillin? You can't put the tefillin on your bus because the Big Day Kuna is on your bus. And you can't put it on top of the baguette because it can't be on the baguette. So the halacha is that you can't put tefillin on top of a baguette. The question is, why not? Believe it or not, it's a machloikis rishayim. The Rosh in a tshuva, and the Rosh in his halachis ketanois, in the back of Masechtas Menachos, in Hilchos Tefillin, the Tzimin Yotcheh says that the reason you can't put tefillin on top of a beged is because there's a Hilchos Chatzitza in tefillin. Because there's a halach of chatzitza, there can't be a chatzitza between tefillin and your guf. So if you're going to put it on top of a beged, so now the beged's going to act as a chatzitza, and based on that, it's going to be a problem. But if you look up the Rosh inside in the Tshuva, says the Chidah, the Rosh adds language that's very, very important. The Rosh says, why is there a halach of chatzitza? He says, because it's no different than Big Day Kuhuna. It says in the Torah, Michnesei bad yilbash al basara. And from there, Chazal knew that the Big Day Kuhuna had to be directly on the goof of the Koi. Nichnesei by Ruach, Rava Zibaya, Svachim Yotesim and Aleph would be a problem. Just like it says, Michnesei bad yil al basara, regarding the Big Day Kuhuna, it says regarding Tefillin, Ukshartam loisa yadecha. It says that the tefillin shel roish has to be b'nei necha, and the tefillin shel yad has to be on your yad. So just like Chazal darshan umichnesei bad yil al besorei means mamish al besorei, there can't be a chatzitza. So too, when it comes to tefillin, it has to be literally on your hand. It has to be literally b'nei necha, and there can't be a chatzitza. So says the Rosh. You want to know why the kohanim in the Beis Hamikdash couldn't wear tefillin shel yad? Put it it on top of the bag, the Torah says no. Because just like Big Day Kahuna had to be on the body of the Kohen, so too Tefillin has to be on the body of the Kohen. It's the same drasha, essentially. What's the difference between the two drashas? If you darshan al, you darshan al. So Lechur, you have the same drasha over here. Says the Chidah. He says, if that's the case, if the makar that there's a din chatzitza by tefillin is similar to Big Dekuna, then l'chura, it should work with the same gedarim as Big Dekuna. We just said, based on the Mishnah Lamelech, that the halacha that Big Dekuna had to be on the goof of the koyin, it's not just a halacha in Hilchas Chatzitza, it's deeper than that. There's a din that the Big Dekuna had to make direct contact with the koyin. Even Mayim, which is a davar lach, which in Hilchas Chatzitz is not a chaytzeitz, but still in this instance it's going to be a problem. The reason is because at the end of the day, if there's Mayim, so the Big Day Kun is not on your goof. By Tefillin, it's the same thing. It's not enough that there's no chatzitza, but you need the Tefillin to physically be on the body of the person while he's wearing Tefillin. So says the Chidah, I'll tell you an afkamina. The Magen Avraham in Simen Chav Zayin brings from the Shloch HaKadosh, that the Shloch said that a person, before he puts on tefillin, he should wash his hair where he's going to put his tefillin. He should wash his hand where he's going to put on tefillin. Because that's the bakavadigah thing to do. You shouldn't put your tefillin on a messy, dirty part of your body. It's like this. You wash yourself. You should be roichetz. Because that's the kavadigah way of doing it. Says the Chidah, that's okay. You can do that. That's what the Shloch says. It's a very, very proper thing to do. But you better be sure that you dry your hair afterwards. Because just like the Kohen Gadol was Yarad V'Toval, he was Olav in Estapig, he had to make sure he dried his hair. He dried his guf. Why do you have to dry his guf? Because otherwise the Mayim is going to be a Chatzitza between his body and the Big Day Kuna. Ay Dover Lach is Enoi Chaytzitz. It's true Dover Lach is Enoi Chaytzitz. But here there's a din that the Big Day Kuna physically has to be on the body of the Kohen. So if Tefillin is the same thing, how do you know Tefillin is the same? Because the Rosh said that's the Makar. That Tefillin has a din Chatzitza just like by Big Day Kuna, so to Tefillin. So it sounds like it's like Big Day Kuna. So it's not enough that you don't have a Chatzitza. It has to literally be on Besaroi. It has to be on your hand. It has to be Beinei Necho. So if that's the case, even if you have a davar lach, which ordinarily is enei chaytzeitz, but over here it's going to be a problem because at the end of the day, the tefillin's not on your guf. So if that's the case, you want to be machmel like the Shloch, that's very, very good. But you have to do what the Kohen Gadol did in Yom Kippur. You have to be poshat, yorad, v'toval, and you have to be olav in this topic. That's what the Chidah says in Simen Chav Zayin, based on his lumdis and his havana in the Mishnah Malach and Perek Beis and Hilchas Avodas Yom Kippurim, and the Shita Sarash that says that dinei tefillin mirror dinei big day kahuna. The Chabina Rav in a tshuva, and this is in Doiviv Meisharim, it's in Chelik Beis, it's Simen Lamed Zayin, was asked the question. The question was, is it okay to put on tefillin while you're wearing a watch? So you're wearing a watch, put on tefillin, so most people take their watch off. Do you have to take your watch off, or do you not have to take your watch off? The question was, is the watch a chatzitza, or is the watch not a chatzitza? So the truth is, in order to properly understand the shayla, we have to take a tiny step backwards. That is, the Mechaber in Hilchas Tefillin Simen Chav Zayin paskins the halach of the Rosh. Lo yehei davar chaytzeit mein tefillin lebesara. You're not allowed any chatzitza between tefillin and your body. Lo yishno shal yad, lo yishno shal roish. Doesn't matter if it's tefillin shal yad. It doesn't matter if it's tefillin shal roish. You're not allowed any chatzitza. Says the Ramah, v'dafko betfillin. This is only true regarding the tefillin. Avo beritzuiz ein lahakbet. But as relates to the ritzuiz ein lahakbet, this is not something you have to worry about. So this halacha that there's a problem with chatzitza, that's true for the bottom. That's true for the actual tefillin. But as it relates to the ritzuiz, it's not a problem. The Taz is matmiya on this Ramah. The Taz says, I know where the Ramah got this halacha from. He got it from the Rajba. It's a tshuva, a Rajba, Chelik Aleph, Simen, Tov, Chav, Zayin. The Rajba wrote a lot of tshuvas. And it's in tshuva number 827, just of Chelik Aleph of the Rajba. That's where the Ramah saw this, where the Rajba says, Mefurish, that even though there's a halacha of chatzitza when it comes to tefillin, but it's only regarding the tefillin itself, it's not regarding the ritzu. But says the Taz, if you look at the Rajba inside, the Rajba gave a huge disclaimer. He said that what I'm telling you now is true lahalacha, aber loy lemaisa. Sometimes the poskim would say, what I'm saying is lahalacha, aber nicht lemaisa. Right? That's why halacha lemaisa mean something, because there is a concept in halacha of halacha of loy l'maisa. So the rabbi said that's not halacha, but it's loy l'maisa. Don't fear zich this way. It's a freak to taz v'timani. But Mashiachlid Ramah Lakula, but it's I don't understand the Ramah. He got this halacha from the Rajba. The Rajba himself said, don't rely on it. That it's not Lamaisa. The Magen Avram brings this Tmiya of the Taz. And the Magen Avram says, Venerally, I think that the Ramah understood the Rajba, that even though the Rajba said, don't rely on it, Lamaisa, he only meant if you're going to put your tefillin on a beged. It's like, literally, you're going to wrap the Ritzuas on top of your shirt. That already he didn't like. Even though he said, halacha, you could do it. But that's not halacha, avaloi l'maisa. However, says the Magen Avram, quote, avol b'davar mu'et hachoytzeitz, in lahat b'viritzuiz. But if what you have is a davar mu'et, it's something very insignificant, he says, over there, I don't think the Rajba held you have to be makbid. And in that case, the Rajba didn't have an issue at all. In other words, when it comes to chatzitza, what's the halacha as it relates to ritzuiz? So the Mechaber says, well, you hate davar chaytzeitz b'in tefillin l'basar. It doesn't matter if you're dealing with the tefillin shiyad, it doesn't matter if you're dealing with the tefillin shoresh. What about the ritzuiz? So the Ramah says that Ritzuas is okay. The Taz says, I don't understand the Ramah. You got it from the Rajba. The Rajba said, don't rely on an Elamaisa. The Magen Avram said, I think the Ramah must have understood that the Rajba was only being machmer in a case where you're putting it on a beggar, not when you're just putting it on a double chaitis. So the bottom line is, it sounds like if you want to be mekel, yeshal mi lismoich, it's Ramah, the Magen Avram. If you want to be machmer, that's the Tmiya of the Taz. Certainly yeshal mi lismoich. So it would sound like the preferable thing to do is to be machmer. And that's the feeling of the tshuva of the Tshuvina Rav. Meaning, the Tshuvina Rav was asked the Shaila by the Shaila, can I keep my watch on while I put on tefillin? So, v'chayra, it's Talia and the Shaila. This is chatzitza. We're dealing with ritzuos. Being that we're dealing with ritzuos, so you can be mekel, you can be machmer. L'chura, you should be machmer. That's the simple approach to the Shaila. But the Shaila asked the Tshuvina Rav a Gishmak Shaila. He wanted to know, if my watch has a leather band, is that different? And his suggestion was that maybe if the band is leather, it's not a problem. And the reason is, because it's a shita, we pask him this way, that min b'minoi ein noi chaytzeitz. So even though there's something called chatzitza, but if the davar chaytzeitz is of the same material of the thing that it's being chaytzeitz of, min b'minoi ein noi chaytzeitz. So the tefillin is made of leather. If you're band of your watch is also made of leather, since mimamina. So mimamina ain't a chaitzis. So based on that, the shoyl told the Tshuvina Rav, maybe it should be okay. So the Tshuvina Rav was mafalful a little bit, whether a leather band watch, klape tefillin, would be considered mimamina. And the reason is, because even though it's true they're both made of the same material, but the watch, the leather watch, is chayil. And the tefillin is kaidish. And being that one is chayil and one is kaidish, it could be in the world of mim b'minoy, it's actually not considered mim b'minoy, but rather it's mim b'she'enoy minoy. This is based on a famous Ran in Masechtas Nedarim, in the sugya mim b'minoy, mim b'she'enoy minoy, the ain kama kaimi. But the point is, Tshuvina Rav said, I don't know if I agree with that nacha, because it could be chayil and kaidish is not mim b'minoy. It's a different mitzvah. One's chayil, one's kaidish. Lahavdu ben kaidish l'chayil, right? Like the Chasam Sofer we spoke at in Avri Pesach, the whole world's either kaidish or chayil. It's two different things. There's lahavdu ben kaidish l'chayil. And it's not the same. That makes it, by definition, min b'she'enoy minoy. Either both made out of the same leather, I hear. But one's tefillin and one is a zayger. You can't compare the two things. So the Tshuvina Rav said, I'm not sure I'm masking that a watch and ritzuas or tefillin is min b'minoy. But he said, besides, the ha'ara, although it's gishmak, is a toast. He says, you know why? Because what's the makar t'chatzitza by tefillin? The makar is the rush. The rush said that just like there's a din chatzitza by big day kahuna, so too there's a din chatzitza by tefillin. In other words, the makar chatzitza by tefillin is big day kahuna. And it's mavur in the Mishnah of Melech and Berak Beis, Halacha Beis, and Elchaz Avodas Yom Kippurim, that the din chatzitza, as it relates to big day kahuna, is different than dinei chatzitza and kala Torah kula. It's not a din chatzitza. It's a din that the big day kahuna has to be al besari, umichta se ba'adil b'shal besari, has to be directly on the guf. And it's for that reason, even things that are not chaytzeitz, like a davar lach, mayim, is nei chaytzeitz, but pasha yarav atav olav and stopping. Why? Because Mayim would be chaytzeitz. And it's for that reason the Chida said in the Birkei Yosef that if you want to be machmer like the Shlo, you want to wash your hair before you put on tefillin every morning, Ashrecha v'toivloch, tovi ala bracha. But at the same time, you have to wipe your hair. Because even though Mayim is a double lach, it's ain't a chaytzeitz, but tefillin mirrors the laws of Big Day Kahuna. And over here it has to be al besari mamish. So he says, if that's the case, yeish loymar, if you're going to be machmer and say that the laws of chatzitz apply even to ritzuos, min b'mina ain't a chaytzeitz is not going to help you. Because it's true, it's ain't a chaytzeitz, but at the end of the day, at the end, is the tefillin on your hand or it's on your watch band? It's on your watch band. And because it's on your watch band, even though it's true in Hilchas Chatzitza, but it's a chesaron because it's not al basaroi. It's valid. And if it's not al basaroi, it's going to be a problem. In other words, just like the Chidah said in Simen Chav Zayin, that Dover Lach, which is not Chaytzeit, in Tfilin is Chaytzeit, based on the Mishnah Lamelech, and Berek Beis, Halacha Beis, and Hilchas Avodah Yom Kippurim, the same said that Shabina Rav, Gevaldik, would be true regarding the din of Mim Bemine Eine Chaytzeit. It's true it's Eine Chaytzeit, 100%, but it's still not Al-Basar. And because it's not Al-Basar, it's for that reason it's going to be a problem. But we'll just end with one postscript to this, and that is Rabbi Vadi Yosef in a tshuva, and this is in Chela Gimel, in Yechaved Das, it's Simon Beis. So he was asked the same question. Does a person have to take his watch off while he's putting on tefillin or not? And he goes through the sugya with more mara mekoymes, kedarke bakoydish, but at the end of the day, it boils down to a ramah and a taz and a magan avram, and he comes out as follows. Sikum. Mitzad adin ein tzorich lahasar eshoyin hayad b'shas hanachas tefillin. You certainly don't have to. The hamachmer lahasira. If somebody does tavei ala bracha, it's a good thing. You don't have to because Rama says you don't have to. If you machmer tavei ala bracha, why? Because the Tanya says you should. So in simple, that's what it is. But if you go through the tshuva, he brings a bunch of poiskim that were machmer and others that were mekel. So he goes through his makilim. He says v'chein pasuk b'shalas tshuvas meramer rutenberg achrayim. I'm coming here in the middle. V'chein hayra lahakel hagoyin mitchabin radoyv berish Weidenfeld. He says, one of the makilim was the Dove of Meshar. Now, the truth is, if you go through the tshuva that we just learned, the Chabina Rav wasn't Mekel. The Chabina Rav was Machmer. So there's a little footnote. There's a little Hagah on the bottom of the Yechavadas that was written by Rabbi Vadi Yosef. So he says as follows. Hine, Hagoyim et Chabin Zatzal, b'shailat tshuva's Dove of Meshar, m'chelok beis helo lahachmer b'nidin dinan. That's the tshuva we just learned. He said that really you should be Machmer. So why am I saying that he was Mekel? He says, kushezachisi, this is Rabbi Vadi Yosef, talking about the Chabina Rav. When I had the schus to be mekabel pnei shchina, b'chayim chiyusai, while the Chabina Rav was alive, v'hishtashati imoy b'divrei Torah, and I had the opportunity to be mishtasheya with him and talk to him and learning. He'iroisi b'zal divrei kachshon. I was ma'ir some ha'aris on the tshuva that he wrote in the David Meisharim. Mimasha hivanu rayas lahater, as I was ma'ir and shailu to tshuva ziyabiyo emer chelik beis. Ayin Sham, I looked there, it's a whole arichos. And onali kvoy dagoyin zatzal. So the Chabina Rav told me, quote, ki hu savar, he thought, sheshoin hayad mekoymoy lamala. Chabina Rav never saw a wristwatch. The olden days, people had tajzaigers, they had pocket watches. But he had never seen a wristwatch. He said he thought that the watch that the shoyl was talking about was by his arm. He thought it was all the way on top. He thought it was lefnei shivas ha-krichas ha-bezraya, before the seven krichas on the Zraya. So lachen kosav lahachmer. And that's why he was machmer. Because that neighborhood, that area by your arm, that's a little more intense. That's where the filling are. That's where the kesher, that's a little bit more serious. Ulam. He said, lefia amur. But he told Maron Avadia. He says, now that you're telling me shemakim shayin ayad usamach lekav ayad, it's a wristwatch? It's on the wrist. Moidu hu sheyesh lahakul b'zeh. I'm 100% maskim. Ve'en lahachmir klal. And he said, there's no reason to be machmir. Ad kan toirev divrei kotshoy. V'hodor hu l'chol chasidov. This is the way he fears us. Either way, so said Rabbi Vadi Yosef, you want to know why I'm writing in my tshuv in Yechavadas? That Rav Dov Berish Weidenfeld, the Chabina Rav, he was from the Makilim. I know in the tshuva in David Meisharim he said not that way, but kishazochisi lekabel pnei shchina bechayim chiyusoi v'shtashati imoy bedivrei Torah. I had a conversation and it was inspired. The only reason he wrote the tshuva is because the Chabina Rav thought that people that wore watches on their arm wore it on top of their arm, close to where you put your tefillin shalyad on your zroya. And based on that, he held you should be machmer. But if you can wear it on your wrist, it's not an issue. It's not something you have to be machmer on at all.